Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A session where citizens can speak directly to their legislators is set for Saturday in Rhinelander. Ken Kroll has more.
The Northwoods Friends for Civic Participation and the group Voters Engaged have invited state and federal elected officials to listen to citizens' concerns. Coordinator Jane Banning says a session is not a town hall meeting, but a listening session.
This is a concept through a group called Voters Engaged, which is a statewide group that is aiming to bring nonpartisan groups of people together to encourage self-governance at home. A listening session means our elected officials listen and we speak. It's not about them campaigning. It's about voters expressing concerns.
Banning says at the end of the citizen presentations, the legislators will speak. State Senator Tom Tiffany and State Representatives Rob Swearingen and Mary Felskowski have all confirmed their attendance. Wisconsin U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson will have staff representatives there in their place. U.S. Representative Sean Duffy was unable to attend, nor could he send his staff. Banning says the citizens will have a time limit.
And we're going to divide the time among the people who are present. We're not going to be allowing people to hold the floor, to dominate. We want to be very equal-handed about how many people get to speak, that each person who would wish to speak gets a chance to do so. In order to do that, we're going to have two moderators present who represent different political ideologies, but who are committed to making this whole experience respectful for everybody.
The listening session is set for Saturday, April 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Oneida County Senior Center adjacent to Triggs in Rhinelander. More information is at votersengage.com. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Four Northwoods counties and the town of Minocqua will start taking bids on a shared 911 system in the next week or two. Officials say that city, plus Marathon, Vilas, Oneida, and Langlade counties say they need to upgrade their systems. If the five local governments agree on one of the proposals, the new equipment could be installed and running sometime next year. Initial upgrades include enhanced 911 and call handling, but the project will eventually go to next-gen 911, where calls will be taken from tablets, computers, and other devices with more accurate locations. The four counties and Minocqua hope they can save money by working together. A Triple I man is scheduled for sentencing in Oneida County Court during a Wednesday appearance. 62-year-old Kenneth Welsh was given a 3-year sentence in January for threatening to blow up his home and kill his wife, then engaging authorities in a standoff lasting several hours. That sentence was tossed out after he said his attorney did not tell him all he needed to know about his plea. Welsh pleaded no contest again Friday, this time to a reduced charge. The federal and state governments have set aside this week as Work Zone Awareness Week as part of efforts to prevent traffic crashes, deaths, and injuries in construction and maintenance areas along roadways. Drivers are asked to stay alert in work areas, which include major highway construction and rolling maintenance operations, as well as emergency response, municipal projects, and utility work along roads. DOT spokesperson Kristen McHugh says last year there were many crashes in Wisconsin road work zones.
In 2017, there were more than 2,700 crashes in work zones, which included more than 1,000 injuries and 6 fatalities.
McHugh says it's important to keep your eyes on the road.
Eliminate distractions. And that could be all kinds of things. But certainly, you know, you want to have both hands on the wheel. You want to be looking straight ahead. You want to be looking for those signs. Is there a speed limit reduction? Are there signs that you need to move over? Be paying attention to the cars that are in front of you.
McHugh says the point of slowing down and being alert in work zones is to keep workers safe. Health providers have another tool in their fight against chronic pain. The procedure is called dry needling, which a health professional says can relieve muscular or migraine pain in just a few treatments. Jared Donahue is a physical therapist, especially trained in dry needling with Ascension Rehabilitation in Rhinelander. Donahue says during minimally invasive procedure, specialists insert a filament-thin needle into muscles and connective tissues to reach trigger points deep beneath the surface of the skin.
And we insert it into these myofascial trigger points or into the muscle, and we essentially piston it in and out of the muscle, attempting to get what's called a local twitch response out of that muscle. So we get it to essentially twitch and hopefully release some of that tension or tautness in the muscle itself.
Donahue says, well, the needles used during the procedure resemble those used for acupuncture. Dry needling is different in purpose and method. Dry needling stimulates the muscle to restore normal tissue function when used as part of a complete physical therapy wellness plan. Our forecast tonight, a chance of sprinkles early, partly cloudy skies and a low around 16. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, some showers late, and a high near 38. On Wednesday, a slight chance of afternoon drizzle, mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.